in the studio, maybe to tell us what is reckoned, Helen, a.k.a. Gosling. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for asking. Are you okay?
I am okay.
We were just having a chat whilst we were listening to those songs, talking about the awesome lineup of the Big Sound Music Conference tonight, especially on your stage.
Yes.
And a little bit of musical chairs going on in the instrument bag. So who have you got playing? You got someone playing in your band that played in Washington's band or in Gautier's band or something? I'm trying to remember yes. How it went.
We are the one band.
Ah.
No, I had, unfortunately, my bass player couldn't make it. So he pulled out 2 days ago, and we got Lucas Taranto in, who is the bass player for Gautier. And he's learnt the songs in 2 days, and he's going to be awesome.
That is, now, I understand it is hard for bass players to get interstate visas. Was there a specific reason?
No, well, personal reasons for my bass player to have to drop out. So, yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, it's very good news. You have Mr. Taranto in the bass playing seat. Now, what have you been up to besides being on ABC TV show soundtracks?
Yes.
on Time of Our Lives.
The Time of Our Lives, yeah. It's a great show.
Yeah.
I got into it, actually.
Leif, my personal trainer, is a big fan of the show. I haven't had a chance to see it yet with all the other wonderful shows on the ABC.
Yeah. No, it's good. I think it's all on iView, so you should get on iView. Just advertising the ABC.
Thank you. That's good. Yes, I will. And does your tune feature during an episode?
It does. It's it was an old track from one of my earlier EPs, and it's in quite an emotional scene. So it was exciting to see it with actors over the top of it.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah. All right, so you're at Big Sound. I saw some rehearsal photos where you mentioned you're planning to play your whole album live. Is that going to be tonight, or is that for a later date?
It'll be for a later date, but all the songs tonight are from the album, except for one. So this will be the first taste anyone has heard of us doing the album live.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm a bit nervous. I've got kind of pre-show jitters already, but I'm just got a lot of adrenaline and I'm very excited to play it all at Big Sound.
Yeah, let's see if we can keep that adrenaline going, because you've got another 4 hours till you're on.
Yeah, I know, I'm gonna dive.
Well, why don't we have a listen to one of those songs, which I'm guessing you're going to be playing tonight, from the as yet unheard new album. This is Gosling on Triple J and Never Expire.
You told me words.
That is new music from Gosling on Triple J, Never Expire. And Gosling is in the studio. That is from an upcoming record, which will be out at the start of November.
Yes, 1st of November.
Very 1st of November. Robbie wants to know when you are on tonight, 8:20 at the Black Bear Lodge.
Yes.
Kicking off a pretty sweet night, including Grey Ghost, Thelma Plum, Megan Washington playing for the first time in ages, and Jeremy Neal, all at the Black Bear Lodge. Quite
it's
nice.
Going to be very good. I think we're going to play and then bunker down for the night there.
It's a good idea. I mean, there are great things happening all over Fortitude Valley. You can check out the Big Sound website for all of those details. Do you have any dubstep breakdowns planned, like at the Arias with 360?
No, unfortunately, it's been done before. I cannot replicate.
Of course not. Hey, now listen to the lyrics to that new tune of yours, To Never Expire. You're singing about someone's heart being the furthest thing away.
Yeah.
Now this is, it's Are You Okay Day. Those lyrics are quite, they seem quite sad, quite personal. Are you okay about those lyrics?
I am okay. And I'm very lucky in that that wasn't a personal story. And I haven't reflected on anything that's happened in my own life. So it's made up.
That's all right. Do you, like, I was talking to this with my producer, Hannah, when you do have to sing things that are a little bit sad, and you know, they do bring up ideas and memories from the past. Obviously, this song doesn't count because you just made it up. do you have to deal with that when you play these songs, and especially songs that no one's ever heard before tonight?
Yeah. I like to, when I'm singing the song, I want to get back in the moment for when I wrote it. So, for the audience, it's a genuine experience and it's much more enjoyable for them and enjoyable for me if I have to repeat a song over and over again. Yeah, mm. I like to get back into that space.
Nice. I saw in that space that you'll be getting in, there's at least two keyboards and a drum kit. Yes. What is going to be happening on stage tonight?
Yes, we have a drum kit, two keyboards. I bought a brand new keyboard and now I'm doing something crazy and standing up and playing, which is something different for me. And we've got acoustic guitar and, we're just bringing the album to life.
And how will people know when you're getting into that moment of going back to a time where you wrote, when you wrote the song that's very personal to you? What happens on stage? Is it a look in your eyes?
Yes. It's just written all over my face. I don't know. Oh.
I tell you what, if you're going to Black Bear Lodge tonight, can you send us a text at exactly the time you reckon that Helen is going to that place and we'll check, we'll double check and see if it's right.
Yes, I was in the moment.
Gosling playing tonight at Big Sound. And then you got Falls and Southbound as well.
Yes, lots of festivals coming up.
And in the middle, a bit of time away.
Yeah, we're going to go to CMJ and play some shows in New York and LA and one in London, nice. Which will be very exciting.
And this is obviously getting ready for the release of the album, which is pretty exciting as well for you, I'm sure, debut album.
Yes, definitely. An album's been a long time coming, so I'm glad it's finally here.
Playing Never Expire, it sounds a bit more electronic than Wild Love or I Was Young.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the vibe you're going? How's the album stack up?
Yeah, it's a lot of that kind of stuff on the album. There's definitely a lot more synths and electronic beats and... I think I kind of wanted to do that when I knew what I was writing for the album. I thought that kind of aesthetic would suit. And then when I was in the studio with John Castle, he kind of worked his magic and that's what came out.
And is it just John Castle that is on the album with you, or you've got some other people having a bit of a sing and a play?
Yeah, so John produced it, and then I have Alexander Burnett of Sparkadia. He sings a duet on the album, and I collaborated with Alex Gow of Oh Mercy for one of the songs. He co-wrote one of the songs with me.
Nice. Alexander Burnett I've seen do duets in the Straight to You in the Nick Cave show that we put on, which is lovely. And Alexander Gow, you are no stranger to doing duets with Alex. Can you tell us about the experience of La Minute de Silence, which is the worst French pronunciation I think of that song ever?
No, good job. That was really good.
Thank you. Yes, me, French.
Yeah, heaps French. Yeah, well, there's this compilation CD of a lot of Aussie acts doing French songs, and Alex and I got to do one together, and it was the first single from the album, so they flew us over to Paris, and we got to make a film clip in Paris for 4 days.
You got to go to Paris.
Yeah.
They've got French-looking parts of Melbourne, you know. A couple of laneways there with cobblestones. Wow, that is insane. What parts of Paris did you get to see?
Oh, we went everywhere. We got really lucky, actually, and got to go into the Moulin Rouge and film for half a day in there, which is quite rare. They don't really let anyone in there, but I think because we were Aussies, it was a bit of a novelty, so we went in there and said, g'day.
You and Baz Luhrmann have been the only people allowed in.
But that was pretty incredible, and all around the Eiffel Tower, Sacré-Cœur, and everywhere.
Do you speak French?
I did high school French, so I have a little bit of knowledge of the French language. However, my accent was always the thing that was lacking. So it wasn't too easy trying to record the song. We had a French tutor come in and tell us if we were doing terribly. But
I mean, it's pretty obvious what La Minute de Silence means. But apart from that, that's pretty much it.
It means a cup of water.
Gosling. Well, that's cool. So that album is absolutely out. Your album, your debut album, is going to be out on the 1st of November. And if you want to see it live for the very first time, some songs from it tonight at the Black Bear Lodge at Big Sound, as part of Big Sound. Can you tell me, is Lupe Fiasco going to be appearing at Big Sound like you leaked in your limousine on the way to the Arias last November?
He may make an appearance.
That is all we need to know.
Let's just leave it at that.
Gosling, thank you so much for chatting to us, Helen. Have an excellent night at Big Sound.
Thank you.
And if you are going to Big Sound, let us know. 0439 757 555. Let us know what you were checking out tonight.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.